then we got on up in high school and everything. Well, we thought it was sounded awful to say soda water. Mm-hmm. So we said Coke. And then we got to calling orange, grape, everything. They actually are soda water. We call them Cokes.
You'd say it's been orange Coke or grape Coke?
Yeah. Yeah, orange Coke or grape Coke. The only thing is Dr. Pepper. We never did say Dr. Pepper Coke. A Dr. Pepper was just plain Dr. Pepper, you know. And a Sprite was plain Sprite, but...
How would you specifically refer to it?
Coke, just Coke. Or Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
There's a big watermelon patch. And some real cute boys were working in the watermelon. I mean, it was just acres and acres of watermelons, and they were working in the patch. And so the girls, you know, naturally they wanted to go around where the boys was, my older girls. And they got in this car, and they decided they'd go see the boys and take them some Cokes and water and stuff. And they got down in the field and got stuck in the sand and were gone a long time. And just, I was just worried to death. And when they came back, well, they had this tape recorder, and they taped me.
Mm-hmm.
A boy was with them, taped me. And I thought, oh, how country, how terrible I sounded.
Well, everybody thinks they're own boys.
I guess so, but mine really does. I really do have a country sounding voice.
Say if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah. Yeah, he likes to dress up.
What if he likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp.
You say that about a man.
Yeah, you'd say he likes to primp.
What would you call a man who likes to primp a lot?
A sissy. He's a sissy.
What about jelly beans?
No.
Did you ever hear that? And... something.
Dandy, I've heard dandy. They would, you know, like in the old days, they would say he's a dandy.
Was that insulting? Or
yeah, in a way it was, yeah. In a way.
What would you
he
say?
Was just a little too prissy, you know, if he was a dandy.
What would people say nowadays for that?
Somebody that was too, they would still say sissy, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. I think. Would you say the word dandy? Maybe?
No, you wouldn't say dandy now. You would say... He's a little sissy.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed.
The spread.
What did women used to make?
Quilts, coverlets.
What's the difference between a quilt and a coverlet?
Oh, a quilt would have, you know, the cotton in it, and would be quilted, and it was usually just for warmth. Where the coverlet would be real fancy and have a lot of, you know, applique on it, or would be a real, would be pieced real intricate pattern, you know, just real, real pretty.
And
it would be called a coverlet because it would be used in place of a spread.
It wouldn't have anything under it. It wouldn't be,
cotton. It might have a little, but it would be very little, just enough to give it a little body, you know. It'd be real lightweight,
mm-hmm.
where the quilt would be heavy.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah. It was a bolster.
How far across did it go?
It went all the way across.
Did you ever hear people say plumb across or clean across?
Slam across, uh-huh.
Would you
yeah,
use that?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd say slam. Yeah, I would say slam across. Slam across the bed.
And if you didn't have enough beds for everyone, say if you had a lot of company, for the children to sleep on?
The pallet.
Huh?
Pallet.